Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish otra vez. Yo soy Mark, como lo sabéis muy bien. My name is Mark and I'm here to help you with your Spanish. In this episode, episode 24, we're going to be going camping and looking at some useful phrases that you can use in lots of situations. I hope that you enjoy the episode.
Now, over the past few weeks, we've been talking about accommodation, mainly concentrating on hotels and the type of language that you may need to book into a hotel and if you encounter any problems in the hotel. As with everything that you learn in Coffee Break Spanish, the kind of language that you learned in these previous programmes can be reused, and you might well find that phrases that you learned previously can be reused in other situations. Today we're talking about the campsite, and lots of the language you've already learned can be used in the campsite situation. Let's first of all begin by asking, is there a campsite near here? Now, the word for campsite in Spanish is un camping.
Un camping.
Yeah, it's a bit strange. It's one of these words in foreign languages that's not quite right. It's based on the English word, but it's really not the English word. So, un camping is a campsite. Un camping.
Un camping.
Now, can you remember how to say around here?
Por aquí.
Por aquí, yeah. And you could change it equally to near here, which would be?
Cerca de aquí.
Cerca de aquí, or cerca de aquí. So, how would you say, is there a campsite around here?
Hay un camping por aquí.
Hay un camping por aquí.
Hay un camping por aquí.
Hay un camping por aquí, or hay un camping cerca de aquí.
Hay un camping cerca de aquí.
Perfecto. Now we're going to learn a few words that are associated with the campsite. To begin with, the verb to camp or to go camping. It's acampar.
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 Okay. And the word for a tent varies slightly between Spain and some countries in Latin America. It could either be una tienda.
Una tienda.
Una tienda, and that's in fact the same word that you would use for a shop. Una tienda.
Una tienda.
It comes from the fact that in the olden days, shops used to be under tents. Una tienda.
Una tienda.
And in some Latin American countries, you may find the word una carpa used.
Una carpa.
Una carpa.
Una carpa.
Muy bien. The other thing that you may find in a campsite is una caravana.
Una caravana.
Una caravana, a caravan. Una caravana.
Una caravana.
Caravana, caravan, motorhome, something like that. So let's run through those again. We've got acampar.
Acampar.
Una tienda.
Una tienda.
Una carpa.
Una carpa.
Una caravana.
Una caravana.
If you've been following Coffee Break Spanish right the way through, then you may remember that in lesson 16, we did a phrase meaning, can one do something? The phrase at that point was, ¿se puede comer aquí?
¿Se puede comer aquí?
Se puede comes from the verb poder, to be able to. And we've already come across other phrases like puedo, can I, and so on. And it's followed by an infinitive. It's very, very useful in Spanish. So we're going to ask the question today, ¿Se puede acampar aquí?
¿Se puede acampar aquí?
Meaning, of course.
Can we camp here?
Yeah, can we camp here? Literally, can one camp here? Is it possible to camp here? ¿Se puede acampar aquí?
¿Se puede acampar aquí?
So you can actually use that phrase for both tents and caravans or motorhomes because it will be fairly obvious to the person you're talking to whether you want to pitch your tent or park your caravan in their garden or their field or whatever. ¿Se puede acampar aquí?
¿Se puede acampar aquí?
We're going to reuse this phrase, se puede, in a number of situations in this lesson. So let's imagine that you're in the campsite and you want to ask the question, can you drink the water? Can you remember what water is?
El agua.
El agua. Just as in un agua mineral. So if you want to say, can one drink the water? You would say, se puede beber el agua.
Se puede beber el agua.
¿Se puede beber el agua?
¿Se puede beber el agua?
Let's imagine that you wanted to hire a towel. The word to hire is alquilar.
Alquilar.
Now, last week when we were doing accommodation in hotels, we learned the word for a towel. What's a towel?
Toalla.
Toalla, una toalla. So, can one hire a towel? Se puede alquilar una toalla.
Se puede alquilar una toalla.
Muy bien. ¿Se puede alquilar una toalla?
¿Se puede alquilar una toalla?
Perfecto. We'll come back to se puede a bit later. In the meantime, let's ask about where some things are in the campsite. How do you say where is?
¿Dónde está?
¿Dónde está? So let's imagine that we're asking where is the swimming pool?
¿Dónde está la piscina?
Exacto. ¿Dónde está la piscina? Or in Latin America, ¿dónde está la piscina? What about the supermarket? We may not have done this word, but we have done the market already.
Mercado.
El mercado. So the supermarket would be?
Supermercado.
El supermercado, exacto. Entonces, ¿dónde está el supermercado?
¿Dónde está el supermercado?
¿Dónde está el supermercado?
¿Dónde está el supermercado?
Muy bien. If we were talking about the showers, we did shower a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about accommodation. So what's the word for a shower?
Ducha.
Una ducha. Ducha. So the showers would be?
Las duchas.
Las duchas. How would you say then, where are the showers?
¿Dónde están las duchas?
Muy bien, and you remembered están. I hope all our listeners remembered that as well. Están is the plural form of the verb. So it's not where is the shower, ¿dónde está la ducha? But ¿dónde están las duchas? Where are the showers? ¿Dónde están las duchas?
¿Dónde están las duchas?
And in a campsite, you also probably would have a toilet block. That would be the toilets, los servicios.
Los servicios.
In Latin America, los servicios.
Los servicios.
¿Dónde están los servicios?
¿Dónde están los servicios?
¿Dónde están los servicios?
¿Dónde están los servicios?
And one other thing that you may want to know in the campsite is the waste disposal area, the bins. ¿Dónde están los cubos de la basura?
¿Dónde están los cubos de la basura?
Cubos.
Cubos.
Los cubos de la basura.
Los cubos de la basura.
Perfecto. ¿Dónde están los cubos de la basura?
¿Dónde están los cubos de la basura?
Muy bien. So that's just some things that you may need to find on a campsite. And again, it's just really more vocabulary. You can check in the dictionary if there's anything else that you need to find while you're on the campsite. Before we move on to the next section of today's lesson, I'm going to give you a challenge. I would like you to see if you can work out how you would ask something like this. Where can one buy milk? Now, we have covered most of these words at various times in the Coffee Break Spanish lessons. The one word that we haven't covered is to buy. And to buy is comprar.
Comprar.
Comprar. Now, see if you can work out the rest of the sentence. Where can one buy milk? And I'll give you some thinking time just now. Okay, let's see what we can work out. First of all, let's start at the end. Milk. Think back to when we were ordering drinks and we ordered a milky coffee. How did we ask for that?
Un café con leche.
Un café con leche. So the word for milk is?
Leche.
Leche. Okay, now, where? How do you say where?
Donde.
Donde. Uh-huh. So, donde can one buy? We've already had buy in this lesson. It's comprar. So how would you say, where can one buy?
¿Dónde se puede comprar?
¿Dónde se puede comprar? And then finally, milk.
Leche.
¿Dónde se puede comprar leche?
¿Dónde se puede comprar leche?
Muy bien. Let's change this to, where can one buy coffee?
¿Dónde se puede comprar café?
¿Dónde se puede comprar café? Muy bien. What about, where can one buy bread?
¿Dónde se puede comprar pan?
¿Dónde se puede comprar pan? Exacto. Now, these phrases can be reused, the words and the parts of this phrase can be reused in other phrases, allowing you to develop your vocabulary and develop your range of expression. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. We're going to move on to another part of the lesson. And this is where we're going to learn the alphabet. In Spanish, there is a body, an official body, which in a sense controls what is seen as official Spanish. And this is the Real Academia Española. And according to the Real Academia Española, the following letters make up the Spanish alphabet. A, B, C, and then a fourth letter is CH. Then it continues D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, and then you have double L, as in me llamo. M, N, and then N with a tilde above it, the little squiggle, which is used in words like otoño, autumn, and then O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z, or Z. Now, some of these letters are very rare in Spanish. For example, the letter K only really exists in words that come from foreign origins. For example, kilómetro and kilo, meaning kilometer and kilo. Similarly, W is also very rare. Other people will tell you that R, that's a double R, is another letter in the Spanish alphabet. Indeed, when I was at university, I was told that R was one of the letters of the Spanish alphabet. However, according to the Real Academia, double R is not one of the letters of the official Spanish alphabet. Let's then learn each letter individually. Before we do, there's one other thing that I'd like to say, and that is that in Spain, the letter C is pronounced C, and in Latin America, it's pronounced C. So let's try these. C.
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 And the same happens with the letter Z or Z. In Spain, it's Theta.
Theta.
And in Latin America, Zeta.
Zeta.
Now, we've already mentioned lots about the differences between C and Z pronunciations in Spain and Latin America, so it should come as no surprise that there are differences in the way in which the letters in the alphabet are pronounced. While we're repeating the alphabet, we will concentrate on the Spanish pronunciation. If you wish to repeat the Latin American pronunciation, that's absolutely fine. So let's begin. We'll do this in groups of three letters. A, B, C.
A, B, C.
C, D, E.
C, D, E.
F, G, H.
F, G, H.
I, J, K.
I, J, K.
L, L, M.
L, L, M.
N, N, O.
N, N, O.
P, Q, R.
P, Q, R.
S, T, U.
S, T, U.
V, W, X.
V, W, X.
Y, Z.
Y, Z.
Y, it literally means Greek I. Y,
Y, griega.
Muy bien. Now, there's a few things to say, particularly about V and W. V, in some parts of the world, can be ve.
Me.
And that, of course, sounds very similar to the second letter of the alphabet, ve.
Be.
In fact, they sound absolutely identical, and that's why, in Spain in particular, you're more likely to hear ve for B and UE for V. In some countries, B is referred to as B grande, and in this situation, V is referred to as B chica. This is like saying V big sound and V little sound. So big B and little V or something like that. It is quite complicated. You can stick to whichever version you like as long as you're consistent. The same happens with W. I was taught that W in Spanish is V doble, and literally that means V double. And when you think about what a W looks like, that probably makes more sense than saying it's two U's. W, it should perhaps be double V. However, in Spanish you'll hear W referred to as doble U, doble V, W or U doble. The fact is that there are very few W's in Spanish in the first place, so you hopefully don't need to worry about it too much. We're going to go through the whole alphabet one more time. I'll say the English, then I'll say the Spanish. There will be a space for you to repeat the Spanish, and Cara will then say the Spanish after that. So, first of all, A. A.
A.
B.
V.
V.
C.
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 C-H.
T.
T.
D.
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 E.
A.
A.
F.
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 G.
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 H. Ate.
Ate.
I. E.
E.
J.
Jota.
Jota.
K.
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 L.
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 Double L.
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 M.
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 N.
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 N with a tilde.
N.
N.
O.
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 P.
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 Q.
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 R.
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 S.
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 T.
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 U.
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 V.
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 Or V.
V.
W. W.
W.
Or B doble.
B doble.
Or doble U.
Doble U.
Or doble V.
Doble V.
X.
X. X.
Y. Y griega.
Y griega.
Z. Z.
Z.
And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.